Hi, Pillow Talk
Audio. It is Lost Among Pines, and I have decided to do the 50 random questions tag because I don't want to do laundry at the moment, so I'm doing this instead. Here comes my puppy. She says hello, too. Okay, so here we go. So thank you to Blendly with the company and. Okay. Oh, here comes the other puppy. Okay, she's settled, and so am I. All right, so question one. Where were you 3 hours ago? I was asleep. It is 10 in the morning where I am. And so 3 hours, you know what? Yeah, I was in bed, but I was not sleeping. I was contemplating whether or not to get up. But I was in bed, and then I went back to sleep about 8 o'clock or so. Question two, who are you in love with? No one, but I do love my doggies, so that's good. three, have you ever eaten a crayon? I'm sure when I was a kid, maybe I took a bite of one, but, I can imagine what that would feel like against my teeth. I can just feel it, can't you? That like weird waxiness and the taste of it. I don't know. I feel it against my teeth. Ugh, no. Okay. Is there anything pink within 10 feet of you?
Yes.
Yes, there is a couple silk roses. No, they're not roses. They're, I don't know, some sort of flower. But yeah, there's some pink fake flowers near me. When was the last time you went to the mall? Ooh. I can't think of the last time. Oh, the last time I went to the mall was probably like, I don't know, 2 months ago. Maybe I went with my friend. We were just putzing around. I don't even remember why we went there. I think we just wanted to walk around after having lunch or something. Let's see. Oh, I'm so yawny this morning. Yawny like I'm yawning, not yawny like the long-haired piano player or whatever it is that he plays. Did you like that joke? I didn't even like it, sorry. Okay. Six, are you wearing socks right now? No, I'm not a fan of socks unless my feet are so cold I can't stand it. Or unless I'm wearing boots. If I'm wearing boots, socks are fine. No, I am not wearing any socks. Barefoot. Does your family have a car worth over $2,000? Yes. Yes, we do. Or yes, people do in my family. When was the last time you drove out of town? Last night. I went to a family gathering. Well, kind of family. But I went out and drove about 45 minutes northeast of where I am to visit them. And it was really pleasant because I would say 1 bajillion % of my driving is sitting in traffic and taking the same route. Ooh, look, I said route. taking the same route and roads and freeways every day. So it was nice to take a different road direction path and not have to deal with traffic. And it's a long, pretty quiet highway, so it was nice to just be in like the dark and drive for a bit. I enjoyed that. Okay. Number nine, have you been to the movies in the last 5 days? No, I have not. The last movie I saw in theaters was Maleficent. And that was what? I don't know, a month ago or so. But I would totally go to the movies today. I'm not going to go to the movies, but I would. 10, are you hot? I'm guessing that means, is it hot temperature-wise? And I would say no, it's pretty decent right now. It's humid outside, but it's still morning and there's cloud cover, so we'll deal. I will deal. And if that means, am I hot physically, then I would absolutely say no, but I don't know. What was the last thing you had to drink? I had some ice water. What are you wearing right now? I am wearing a bathing suit because I was definitely going to record this while on a floaty, but I decided that the couch was a little more comfortable. Where am I? Oh, number 13. Do you wash your car or let the car wash do it? I'd say half and half. Sometimes I wash it myself, sometimes I go through the car wash. I've never been through a drive-through car wash that washes it decently, so I don't know. I guess I prefer to do it myself, but I'm also a little bit lazy. 14, the last food you ate. Last night, I think I had a couple chips before I left my aunt's place. They were tortilla chips, and they were way too salty. 15. Where were you last week at this time? I was at spin class. I should be there now. But I'm not because I decided to do laundry and get some other errands done, so yeah, I'm gonna try not to feel guilty about the fact that I'm not there. Okay, shoot, 8 minutes already? Sorry. Okay, I'll go a little quicker. I don't even know where I was. Where is this list? Last food I ate, last time this week. Oh, have you bought any clothing items in the last week? Clothing items. Yeah, I bought socks at Target yesterday, so that counts, right? Ugh, and I hate socks. I only wear them for the gym. Or, okay, I lied earlier. I didn't lie. I didn't tell the whole truth. Socks for boots, socks for the gym. Socks if I'm freezing. I needed gym socks. That's all. Okay. When is the last time you ran? Ooh, I've been lazy with that. Probably a couple weeks ago at the gym. Maybe about a week and a half ago. What's the last sporting event you watched? I think I had, I watched the World Cup final, I think, a few weeks ago, whenever that was. What is your favorite animal? Okay, have you ever seen baby rhinoceros? Because they're really cute. Red pandas are really cute. Elephants are amazing. Birds. I love birds, birds of prey. Owls and eagles and They're beautiful. Hawks, oh my gosh. Hawk cries are beautiful. Oh my gosh, yeah, birds and stuff. All animals. Okay, maybe I can tell you my least favorite animal is probably a chihuahua. I mean, I'm still gonna pet it. I'm still gonna cuddle with it. But they're probably my least favorite. Sorry. Sorry, any chihuahua owners? Okay. My dream vacation, number 20. I would love to go to Scandinavia and Iceland. I'd say that's number one on my travel list right now. Just to explore, take a train all through those areas. That would be beautiful. I want to go everywhere, but that's at the top of my list. That would be a dream. That would be a dream. And obvious, and part of that dream would be to not take that trip alone, because I've gotten pretty brave in the last couple of years about traveling by myself. But I think for that big vacation, I'd want a friend or a companion with me. Okay. The last person's house I was in was my aunt's house last night. The worst injury you've ever had. Knock on wood, I've never really been injured. I wouldn't say this is the worst, but I've been lucky and I'm thankful in that regard. But earlier this year, I like really messed up my leg somehow. I don't know what I did, but I woke up in the middle of the night because I guess I had tweaked it that day. Oh, whatever, who cares? I haven't sustained any serious injuries. I think I just am mentioning a time that I sprained my leg somehow. But no, I've been lucky. Have I been in love? The answer is no, I have not. Do you miss anyone right now? Yeah, I do. I miss a couple people. Some people that I can't have back, but are in my heart, and some other people. No. I miss someone that I may have again, and I miss people that are not in this life anymore. I guess that's a way to say it. The last play I saw. Oh, this was probably 2 years ago. I don't even remember the name of the play. What was it? I'm not sure. The premise was that it was a guy, a son that comes home to be with his mother in her dying days, and he ends up going to the wrong apartment. So the entire play is set in this apartment, and he's dealing with this woman who he's treating like his mother, and he always sees a woman across the street staring back at him, and he thinks she's totally creepy and wonders why she's staring. And then at the end of the play, you realize that he's gone into the wrong apartment, that the woman that was staring at him was his mother, and he was just in some other woman's apartment the whole time. What was the name of that? I don't know, but I got the ticket for free, so that was cool. I should change that. I really enjoy going to the theater, and I just haven't been. Let's see. For whatever reason, that reminds me that in my dream last night, I turned on the TV and I was really excited because I thought Seven Brides for Seven Brothers was on TV, but it wasn't, which is so weird. But I guess I had talked to someone about that a couple days ago. Why am I even, I'm sorry, I'm rambling. Let me continue. Okay, whatever. Side note, if you can do the Axe Ballet from Seven Brides for Seven Brothers, I might just love you forever. So I'll have to change my question to or my answer to number 23, because at that point I will officially be in love with you. Okay. 26. What is your secret weapon to lure the opposite sex in? I don't know. I don't actively try, so I don't try at all, I think, so I'm not sure. Well, okay, I do have this one thing. Okay, so the deal is that you're out in a place where, maybe there's someone that you're kind of interested in. And, sometimes it takes more than one person to get the whole thing going. But so you set up this thing where it's like a beer, and above the beer is a box. You need like a pretty big box. And then a stick holding up the box. And then, so when someone goes to reach, hopefully, I mean, it's someone really attractive, right? So when someone goes to reach for the beer, they will pull the stick out of the way on accident, of course, but they can't help but knock it over. And when they do knock it over, this big box falls on top of them and they're trapped. So then you go over and save the day and introduce yourself, and they just completely fall in love with you because you saved them from the gentleman trap that you just set up. That was a joke. I don't have any. I'm not even laughing at myself today. This is horrible. Okay. Anyway, please don't set up cartoonish traps to lure people in. Okay. What are my plans for tonight? I don't have any plans. It's Sunday night, for the evening at least, but I do have to get some errands done today. I'm throwing a party next week for a friend, so I have to get some stuff done for that. And I'm not looking forward to it, so wish me strength in getting everything done, please. Who is the last person you sent a Facebook message or comment? Oh, who's the last person you sent? That should say two. Okay, who's the last? Facebook. I don't use it. I have it. I only log in unless, or in the case that someone tells me I need to check an address or something for an upcoming event. I just don't use it. It gave me tons of anxiety about 3 years ago, and I just cannot deal with it anymore. So while I have it, I don't actively check it, and I couldn't even guess as to who the last person got a comment from me was. Okay, the next trip I'm going to take, I will be in Alaska in about a month, so that'll be exciting. I have been before, but I'm going again, so that will be, I'm looking forward to it, but I'm not really amped up for it yet because I've got a lot to do between now and then. Did I ever go to camp? No, and I always wanted to. Oh, that's not true. Oh, I always wanted to go to like a full-on summer camp, but in elementary school, 5th grade or something, we went away to camp for a week, and it was really fun. I really enjoyed that as a kid. I wish I hadn't been able to go as a teenager or a young teen, I guess. lost my place again. Or was I an honor roll student in school? For the most part, I did pretty well. I always felt inferior at math, so I didn't apply myself at all. So in that regard, I didn't ever really get good grades in math, but that was half because that was mostly because I didn't try. Other than that, I did well. I don't remember if I was on honor roll in college. I think I might have been, but I didn't pay attention. I just wanted to be done. What do you want to know about the future? So much. A lot of. I want to know a lot. I want to know. I want to know a lot. But I guess if I really had to ask one question, I think I'd want to know how long I'll be around so that I can plan accordingly. For example, if I'm only going to live to, I don't know, 41, I don't want to kill myself putting a ton of money in a 401k that I'm never going to see. If I'm going to live until 80, then I want to make sure that I'm ready for that. We're not allowed to know, are we? But that's the question I'd ask. So I can plan, so I can map out what I want to accomplish before I'm gone. Are you wearing any perfume or cologne? Not really at the moment, but I do usually wear perfume or cologne. I wonder, I mean, maybe there's some perfume left in my hair. I usually spray a little bit in my hair. Don't tell. It's a secret. Actually, it's not a secret. It just is another place to add scent, isn't it? What am I wearing today? Or last night, I think I wore Amazing Grace by Philosophy. Are you due sometime this year for a doctor's visit? I mean, yeah, but I'll probably go. I just really hate the hospital, like a lot. Just thinking about it makes me want to vomit. I hate going to the hospital. I hate doctors. Not as people, just the setting. Oh, God, I don't want to think about it. Okay. Where is your best friend? I would say my closest friend, let's see, he's probably getting ready to go out to lunch today with his, with another friend of his. How is my best friend? He's probably okay. He's probably tired. He probably has a stomach ache because he always has one. And he's a pretty jolly guy, so I'm sure he's doing just fine. Do I have a tan? I'm half Hispanic, so I have naturally darker skin. I don't actually have a tan because I haven't been out in the sun much. So in terms of tan lines or anything like that, I don't think I have anything of the sort at the moment. What am I listening to right now? I was listening to The Washing Machine, and earlier before I started this, I was listening to Iron and Wine. I used to listen to Iron and Wine a lot when I was a little bit younger, and yesterday I heard his song Summer in Savannah, and I had never heard it before, and it just blew me away. It was so different from the music of his that I had listened to, so I really liked that. And I listened to it a few times this morning. It was really great. I suggest it. It's very, like, I don't know, 90s feeling, or oh no, it reminded me of Sade. It has like a weird like Sade vibe to it. It's really cool. Let's see. Do I collect anything? I have some pop vinyl little figurines. Most of them are, I think I have like 12 of them or something, maybe a few more than that. Most of them are Game of Thrones characters. And I have a couple non Game of Thrones figurines. One is V from V for Vendetta. The other is Beetlejuice. And it's so cute because he has that little like vomit, rotting, decay stuff on his face. And who's the other one? Oh, and I have a Batman. And other than that, I collect postcards. I really, really, really love vintage postcards that have been written on. I love them. I think it's so neat to get a little bit of correspondence between two people. Just holding an old linen postcard in your hand and seeing that the postmark is from 1908 and that someone was writing to another person and they held that card. They were writing sentiments and thoughts and good wishes or complaints on that little piece of paper is pretty awesome. I love them. I love old postcards. Who is the biggest gossiper you know? That would be a woman that I work with who drives me absolutely bananas. She is not a good person. And she says evil, evil, malicious things about people, just really horrible things, and tells everyone about them. And she's almost 60 and she behaves like she's a 14-year-old. And she's everything in life that I do not want to be. When I look at her, and I know that's horrible, but when I see her, I think, please don't let me grow up to be her. Oh, she's my nemesis. No, she's not my nemesis, but oh, I do not like her at all. The last time I got stopped by a cop or pulled over. Last year, I went on a little road trip with a friend and we rented a car. We were driving back home and we were coming down this really steep grade on the highway we were on. And I hate driving down. It's not that bad, but it's totally a speed trap. It's really hard to control your speed. You have to downshift or whatever it is. And you're easily going 90 miles an hour without realizing it. So at the bottom of the grade, I ended up getting pulled over, and I thought, oh crap, I didn't even mean to be speeding. I didn't want to. I guess I didn't realize or whatever. But it turned out that the tags on the rental car were expired, and I was not responsible because it was a rental car. And I wasn't speeding, so I felt better. But yeah, that was the 4th of July last year, or maybe like the 7th of July, I guess. Have I ever drank soda from a straw? Yes, I definitely have. Fountain soda is so much better than. In fact, I don't like drinking soda. In a glass, unless it's with a straw. If it's from a can or a bottle, that's fine. But if it's from a glass, no, I prefer a straw. I mean, I don't need it, but I prefer a straw. Side note, I stopped drinking soda like 2 or 3 weeks ago, so go me. What does my last text message say? Well, let's see. Maybe I should have planned ahead for this. me yawning. Maybe you do mind. In which case, I'm very sorry. But not that sorry. Okay, last text message is from yesterday. And it says, sorry, I didn't see your text until late last night. My phone died and was in my room charging. That's so cool that you talked! Exclamation point. How was it? And that was in regard to me telling my best friend that I had a conversation with my brother for the first time in, like, I don't know, 5 years. Like, maybe not five, three or something. Not that we hadn't talked, but it was like a deep brother to sister, friend to friend conversation that we had not had. And I was really thankful for that. It was really great. It was really great. Yeah, especially since my brother and I used to be close and we're just not anymore. So maybe that'll change. It should. There's a bird outside. Do you hear it? It's going nuts. Okay, for the record, my knee hurts really bad. I don't know what I did to it, but must have been spin class on Friday or whenever I went last. Okay. Do I like hot sauce? Yes. I used to be super big into sriracha, but, and it's good for the most part, but lately I've been really loving Tabasco. I like vinegary things, so I guess that's why. I like really spicy things in general, so that's cool. Last time I took a shower was yesterday around noon or something, maybe a little bit earlier than that. Yeah, so I'm going to go swimming in a bit and then shower after that. Do I need to do laundry? Yeah, I do. I'm actually doing some right now, so that's good. And I have a lot to do. I have this thing where I hate doing laundry so much that I just wear everything I own until I'm forced to do laundry. So then I'm stuck with, like, a ton of laundry that I have to do. I don't know why I do that. I don't mind doing the laundry. I just hate putting it away. That's the worst part, right? I hate that part. I really hate that part. Ugh. I'll even fold it. I'll fold it and I'll put it on a hanger. I just don't want to, like, put it away. Ugh, I have such a hang-up about that. Haha, I have a hang-up about hanging up clothes. You're welcome. You're welcome. What is my heritage? I am half Hispanic, and the other half is, I don't know, Midwestern German. I found out I have family from Scotland, so that's cool. My grandmother's grandfather was black. So what does that mean? What does that make me? 1/32nd? 1/64th black. What else? Yeah, I think the majority of that side of the family is just German descendants. Some British, I think. Okay. Let's see. Almost done here. Are you someone's best friend? I don't know anymore. I mean, I think there's a couple people that might consider me their best friend, and I'm thankful for that. To me, those people would be my oldest friends, because I consider best friend someone that you're closest to. Yeah, things have changed in the last couple years for me a lot. I'm okay with that. But yes, I think a couple people, at least particularly one, would consider me their best friend. And hopefully the person I consider my best friend thinks I'm one of his best friends. I'm sure he does. I know he does. Am I rich? No, I am not rich by any means. But I'm currently not struggling, so I appreciate that. And that is such a weird question. I'm rich in craft supplies. Oh my goodness. The amount of yarn and embellishments and markers I have is absolutely astounding. I really am rich in craft supplies. I do like doing crafts, so there you go. What was I doing at 12 a.m. last night? Wouldn't that be 12 this morning? And I was driving back home through the desert on that lonely road, coming home from my aunt's house. And it was nice. It was really dark. It was really dark. Oh my gosh, let's check the time on here. Jeez, no way! 36 minutes. Oh my God. I apologize. No one's gonna listen to all of this, but I don't know. Maybe I'll end up putting someone to sleep. Let me know if I do. That's kind of exciting. Okay. So, have a good day. I'm gonna go put my clothes in the dryer and put another load of in the washer. I'm gonna swim. I'm gonna take a shower. And I think I have some M&Ms that I might eat. Oh, so bad. Okay. Have a wonderful day, everyone, or night, or sleep, or whatever. Be well.